Hello, everybody. Heats Daniel here, and this is our next Emotional English Podcast episode. So this is the podcast where you learn how to speak English effortlessly, emotionally, full filled with energy, and of course, positively. Welcome, 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 everybody. Today we have another episode of our reading club. We're continuing reading the next chapter of the book. It's the part number three. It's the book about the alchemist. It's the Paulo Coelho. And it's a great book about an interesting adventure. And if you remember, we finished on a little discussion about a beautiful girl and the shepherd. He described his last trip to the village when he had met a beautiful girl and how he kind of, you know, like sheared his sheeps. And it was quite interesting. And we continuing our story with another little part of the book, right? And as always, I will read the book for you guys. We will go step by step, paragraph by paragraph. And if I see something interesting, if I see the new vocab, we can stop for a while. We can discuss. We can, you know, I can show you some examples. And that's how we're going to do this another part, right? So let's continue, right? We have the part number three. That's the third episode of our reading club. And we going and we are starting now. And now it was only 4 days before he would be back at the same village. He was excited and at the same time uneasy. Maybe the girl had already forgotten him. Lots of shepherd passed through. Selling their wool. All right, that's the first paragraph. Now, it was only 4 days before he would be back at the same in the same village. And you remember the guy, the shepherd, the person with a flock of sheep. So he's going to the village to sell his wool from his sheep. He was very excited, right? He was excited, and at the same time, he felt uneasy. What does it mean when you feel uneasy? It's, you know, the opposite of easy. So when you feel uneasy, something going wrong inside of you. For example, you feel uneasy before the exam. You feel uneasy when you know that something stressful gonna happen. You feel uneasy when you know you need to visit your girlfriend and something like this, right? So uneasy, it is the word to describe something which is not easy, right? So at the same time, he felt a little bit uneasy. Maybe the girl had already forgotten him, right? See, he had this uneasy feeling because he had some doubts, right? Doubts, it means like questions unanswered, right? Maybe the girl had already forgotten him. Maybe the father like is mad on him because he haven't showed up for a while. So that's the whole kind of description here. Maybe the girl had already forgotten him. Like lots of shepherd passed through that village selling their wool, right? It's another doubt. So maybe the girl, the beautiful girl that he described earlier, maybe she found someone, another beautiful shepherd, and that shepherd is better than him. You know, it's all about these doubts, these questions, and he felt uneasy, but he was pretty excited. And you know, normally when we do feel stress, we are kind of excited about the new challenge, but we feel uneasy because we just know that it's going to be challengeable, and you never know what's going to happen next, right? So the next, he's kind of speaking to his sheep, right? It doesn't matter, he said to his sheep. I know other girls in other places. See, this is what you do when you feel kind of stressed. You start speaking to yourself or to your sheep. I know other girls in other places. It's like he's trying to say that if the girl had found a boyfriend, So it's all right. He knows other girls in other places, but it's all an illusion. Of course, he is in love. He has a crush on that girl, and he's thinking about her. But in his heart, he knew that it didn't matter. It did matter. Sorry about that. In his heart, he knew that it did matter. It did matter that girl is there. And he knew that shepherds like seamen and like traveling salesmen always found a town where there was someone who could make them forget the joys of carefree wandering. This is a good paragraph, by the way. So he knew that shepherds, like seamen, traveling salesmen, they always found a town where there was someone who could make them forget the joys of carefree wandering. The joys, word describes your feelings, right? When you feel joyful, it is a lot of joy. It means a lot of fun, a lot of good things happening. And, you know, some people like seamen, right, who travel by the boat, or traveling salesmen who are traveling, whatever they travel, however they travel. So they found a town or a little village where they can forget about the joys of carefree wandering. Wandering, it means walking around without a purpose, right? And that is the description. Carefree, it means they don't care about going anywhere. So this is the joy, I guess. This is the joy of carefree wandering. And they can forget about this joy of carefree wandering somewhere in the village or in town. So let's continue, shall we? The day was dawning, and the shepherd urged his sheep in the direction of the sun. They never have to make any decisions, he thought. Maybe that's why they always stay close to me, right? So the day was dawning. What does it mean, the day was dawning? The day was dawning. It means that you can see the sun. It's like the first seconds of the sun. And this is when you see the dawn, right? The dawn, you know, at the dawn, many birds start singing songs, and that's the time, right? The time period when the first sun show up, right? That's the dawning. The day was dawning, so the sun kind of was showing up, and the shepherd urged his sheep in the direction of the sun. So what does it mean when you urging your sheep in the direction of the sun? You're asking them to go very fast because it's an urging thing, right? Urge or urged or urging, it's all about making something fast. So when, let's say, you have received a message, on your email, and that's urgent, it means you should urge this message. It means you should do it very, very fast. You should concentrate on this, prioritize, and make a priority number one, this message. That's how you urging things. You're just prioritizing and make it number one priority, right? So, and these sheep, they never have to make any decisions. He thought that way because, you know, he is the manager and sheep just the followers, right? Maybe that is why they always stay close to me, right? Because they like, actually, this is, that's why this idiom exists when you have, that we all kind of sheep and government controls us because we don't like to make any decisions and we just listen what government says to us, right? And that's what the idea showed up here, right? So these sheep, they never have to make any decisions, right? That's why they kind of stay close because they like the guy, this shepherd, and everything is going well. They like their life, so they're pretty satisfied. The only thing that concerned the sheep were food and water. As long as the boy knew how to find the best pastures in Andalusia, They would be his friends. Yes, their days were all the same, with a seemingly endless hours between sunrise and dusk. And they had never read a book in their young lives and didn't understand when the boy told them about the sights of the cities. They were content with just food and water, and in exchange, they generously gave of their wool, their company, and once in a while, their meat. Okay, so that is another paragraph here. Let's go step by step. The first part is not that hard, but next we do have some complications, I guess. So maybe misunderstanding are possible. Let's go step by step here. So let me double check the pronunciation of the first word on what I want to discuss. Okay, I'm kind of fine here. So the only thing that concerned the sheep were food and water. As long as the boy knew how to find the best pastures in Andalusia, they would be his friends. So what does it mean? It means that sheep, they only concern about food and water, right? So that's the only one concern. That's the only one question they care of. So if the sheep concern of food and water, so and the guy, the boy, provides these things, so they're very happy. So as long as the boy knew how to find the best pastures in Andalusia, it means pastures means the places where our sheep can eat, can drink, you know, it's these big lands, you call them pastures, right? It's like meadows, right? Like big, big land with grass and water and, you know, our beautiful sheep just walking there, wandering and eating and drinking, having fun, chilling on the sun, right? That's what they do. I mean, they just, you know, having a good time with food, water, and fresh air. And the pastures is the areas where they do this. And the boy, he knew how to find the best pastures in Andalusia. And they would be his friends. So these sheep, they would be his friends for sure because he cares about them. Yes, their days were all the same. So every day was pretty the same, with a seemingly endless hours between sunrise and dusk. Yeah, with the seemingly endless hours. Yeah, man, that's what it is. Seemingly, it's how it looks like, you know, seemingly it looks like no end of this type of lifestyle, you know. Seemingly endless hours means it looks like the hours are like endless. It means never stops. You know, you just go 1 hour after another, day after day, sunrise after the dusk and dusk after the sunrise. So it's just repeatable, right? In this case, you know, the author just want to tell us about the repeating actions, what is going on day by day. So with the seemingly endless hours between sunrise and dusk, they had never read a book in their young lives. They had never read a book in their young lives and didn't understand when the boy told them about the sights of the cities. It means that our beautiful sheep, they cannot read. They had never read a book in their young lives. They cannot read. They're just eating and drinking water at pastures, right? And nothing else. Endless hours of eating and drinking and walking, wandering around. That's it for the sheep, right? And they didn't understand when the boy told them about the sights of the cities. So they don't understand what is sight of the city. They don't know what is a beautiful building. They just eat and drink. That's it. That's all what they do. They were content with just food and water. Exactly. They were content with just food and water. It means they just like to be fulfilled with water and food. They're not interested in sights. They're not interested in cities and villages. They're not interested. They just want food and water. And in exchange, they generously gave of their wool, their company, and once in a while their meat, right?
So it's like an exchange, right? Imagine we have a flock of sheep, and this flock of sheep having a nice food, having a nice water, and they are kind of walking around at the pastures, right? But the problem is, you need to pay back. And how the sheep can pay back? They are kind of making an exchange. They generously give their wool. It means their hair, right? This is called wool. Then their company. So if they are together with the boy, so, and boy is kind of not lonely. So because they have a company of a sheep, so he's happy, they're happy as well. And once in a while their meat. Yeah, once in a while when the sheep is kind of close to death or dying, or let's say boy has no food or no money, he need to survive so he can just kill the sheep and get the meat. That's how it works. Yeah, that's the nature, man. That's the nature. So that's another paragraph done, right? So let's read this paragraph one more time just to revise and make it more clear for you guys. The only thing that concerned that the sheep were food and water. The only thing that concerned the sheep were food and water. As long as the boy knew how to find the best pastures in Andalusia, they would be his friends. Yes, their days were all the same, with seemingly endless hours between sunrise and dusk, and they had never read a book in their young lives and didn't understand when the boy told them about the sights of the cities. They were content with just food and water, and an exchange, they generously gave their wool, their company, and once in a while, their meat. Yeah, I just recognized a couple more things. So the sunrise, it's the same as dawning. When it's dawning, it is a sunrise. When you see the dusk, it's the opposite of sunrise when the sun goes down, all right? So that's the dusk. All right, sunrise and the dusk. All right, so we got that. All right. What else do we want to say here? We want to say so let's continue further, right? The next paragraph is coming up. It's like a direct speech here. So the boy is saying things. If I became a monster today and decided to kill them, I mean, the flock of sheep, he's saying, so one by one, you know, sheep by sheep, they would become aware only after most of the flock had been slaughtered, thought the boy, right? What does it mean in this case? It means that he became a monster, right? If he is starting to kill different sheep one by one, they would become aware, they would understand this only after most of the flock had been slaughtered, had been killed. Slaughtered, it's the same as killed, right? So you can slaughter the fish or you can slaughter the pig, right? It means to kill. Or the boy possibly could slaughter the flock of sheep, right? All sheep, one by one. And he thought like they would become aware only after the most of the flock had been killed, right, or slaughtered. That was his thought. They trust me, he said. They trust me, these sheep, they trust me, and they have forgotten how to rely on their own instincts because I led them to nourishment, right? What does it mean? They trust me. Okay, I think you understand what it means. You trust me, you believe what I'm saying, and they have forgotten, so the sheep have forgotten how to rely on their own instincts. You know, rely on, it's like, how to explain it to you guys? Okay, rely on, it's this, it's this trust what you have when you like someone or you have a friend. You can rely on your friend. You can trust him, right? If you have a problem, you can rely on your friend and tell him everything and he will help you, and that's why you can rely on him, right? That's kind of interconnected. When you rely on things, let's say if you have $1 million, you can rely on it because you can survive for a while with that money, right? So to rely, it means imagine you have a chair and you put your hand on the chair and now you're more stable. Why? Because you can rely on chair and your position is more stable because the chair kind of holds your hand and holds your body in a very stable position. So that's how you can rely on things. You can rely on money you have. You can rely on people. You can rely on family. You can rely on your friends. So that's a very good stable thing you can use. You can rely on different things. And, they have forgotten, these sheep have forgotten how to rely on their own instincts. They don't know how to rely on their own instincts. They have no instincts. Why? Because the boy gives them food, gives them good water. So he takes care of them and they're forgotten. They have forgotten what does it mean to be a wild sheep. So they have no instincts, right? So, because he led them to nourishment, he led them to the state of fulfilling, right? It means when you have nourishment, it means you have enough food inside of you. So, when the boy led them to nourishment, when the boy led them and showed them how to eat from his hands, they don't know what does it mean to rely on their own instincts. I hope it makes sense for you guys. I will read this paragraph one more time for clarification. If I became a monster today and I decided to kill them one by one, they would become aware only after most of the flock had been slaughtered, thought the boy. They trust me and they have forgotten how to rely on their own instincts because I led them to nourishment. Or you can say I lead them to nourishment. So, and you know what is lead means? It's like when the leader is leading, he is showing why he is the leader. Leaders show the way. So like this boy lead the sheep to nourishment. He shows them how to eat, how to drink with his help. He is the leader of the flock and he leads them to nourishment, right? Let's begin to the next paragraph. Let's continue with the next paragraph. And I will kind of connect the next paragraph with the last sentence because it's like almost the finish of our part. And let's go to see what we have here. So the boy was surprised at his thought. Maybe the church with the sycamore growing from within had been haunted. It had caused him to have the same dream for a second time, and it was causing him to feel anger toward his faithful companions. He drank a bit from the wine that remained from his dinner of the night before, and he gathered his jacket closer to his body. He knew that a few hours from now, with the sun at its zenith, the heat would be so great that he would not be able to lead his flock across the fields. It was the time of day when all of the Spain slept during the summer. The heat lasted until nightfall, and all the time he had to carry his jacket. But when he thought to complain about the burden of its weight, he remembered that because he had the jacket, he had withstood the cold of the dawn. So this is the paragraph and one more sentence here. We have to be prepared for change, he thought, and he was grateful for the jacket's weight and warmth. Okay, so now let's go to see the new vocabulary. First of all, we see again this word sycamore, growing from within. Sycamore, it's the type of wood. You can check Google what does it sycamore means. It's a beautiful tree and it's growing from within. So next we have a beautiful expression, faithful companions. Faithful companions. It's a very, very respectful companions full of faith, right? It means the people or things you can rely on. For example, if you have a best friend, why the friend is best? Because he has faith. You can trust him. You can rely on your friend, right? So that's how you call a good person, a faithful companion, because he's full of faith. He has the trust. You can respect his actions, right? The next word called gathering or gathered. So when you're gathering something, getting it closer to yourself. For example, you have berries in the garden and you go to the garden and you're gathering different berries, right? Now you have berries in your hands because you have gathered these berries. Now you can eat them and you're fine. You can gather people in your house, right? You can call them and say, hey guys, let's hang out in my house. So they comes to your house and you kind of gathering your friends around you. So, and in the context here, he gathered his jacket closer to his body. So he just got his jacket and he just moved it closer to himself. He gathered his jacket closer to his body. So he kind of hugged the jacket or whatever, right? He holded it. He knew that a few hours, okay, we have the zenith word here, the sun at its zenith. So very similar word we have in Russian, you'd remember. Zenith, it's the position of the sun. I think it's kind of 12 p.m., if I'm not mistaken. So the sun at its zenith at 12, and then when the zenith is over, the sun starts go down. So the heat would be so great that he would not be able to lead his flock across the fields. When the sun at its zenith, so the temperature is the highest, okay? So let's imagine the summer. The sun at its zenith, it's the warmest time ever, right? So, but when the sun goes down, so the temperature starts to drop. So that's how it works in nature, right? He's saying here that he's not able to lead his flock again. He's not, he cannot just move with his flock across the field because it's too hot, because the sun at its zenith. Another word here is a nightfall. So the heat lasted until nightfall. Yes, you remember what does it mean, sunrise, and you remember what does it mean, the dusk, right? So it's similar to getting darker, right? So the nightfall, it's the name, it's a noun to describe the dark period of the day. So the heat lasted until nightfall, and then because it's a nightfall, there is no sun outside, so it's kind of not hot anymore. You can comfortably go and conveniently do something because there is no sun. It's not overheating there. So you feel very, very comfortable. For example, in my place in Gurachi, we have very hot weather during the day. But at night, when the sun goes down, when we face the nightfall, we have no problems with that. So you can comfortably go and walk around and you feel a very nice temperature, very comfortable temperature, because the sun is not kind of melting you down, right? So that's the case. So, right, what do we have next? When the person start to complain, the complain word means kind of saying negative things about life you see around yourself. You know, people complain a lot about politics. They complain a lot about food, about the lack of opportunity or whatever. So complaining, it's a very big part of our life. And some people complain a lot. You call them complainers. And some people do not complain. They just work, and they achieve their goals in an easy manner. So to complain, it's a verb to describe that you don't like something and you start to complain. And our guy, he thought to complain about the burden of its weight. So he didn't like that his jacket has a particular weight. And this weight is kind of high, probably. He disliked it. he kind of thought to complain about it. And the word here about the weight is the burden. The burden is the amount of weight you're keeping on yourself. You know, some people, they feel the burden when you have too much stuff to do. Let's imagine you're super busy. You have a lot of things to do and you have the burden of your parents, right? It means you take care of your parents. It's a lot of pressure on you. And that's the burden you have. That's the burden you have, right? And next burden is the weight. Let's say you have 25 kilograms in your bag. And this is your burden, 25 kilograms extra. That's your burden you're taking care of. You're taking care of it on yourself, on the inside of the bag, right? You're walking somewhere and the burden is very discomfortable. It's not comfortable. It's not convenient to walk with the burden. So the same thing, the boy, he's kind of complaining about the burden of its weight, about the jacket's weight. He remembered that because he had the jacket the jacket helped him to withstood the cold. It's another beautiful word, withstood, withstand. It means to survive, to go through, to endure, right? Withstood the cold, withstand the cold of the dawn. So another beautiful word. And dawn, if you don't remember, it's like the first seconds of morning, let's say. It's not very warm this time when you see the dawn. It is just a little of sun, and sometimes it's pretty cold this period. And I guess if I'm not mistaken, you can see the dawn not only in the morning, but mostly in the morning. And if I'm not mistaken, you can see the dawn when the sun goes down as well. So when the sun goes down and when the sun is sunrising, so you can see the dawn, the very first seconds of the sunrise or the moment when the sun goes down, you can see the dawn, D-A-W-N. Right. And the last word here is warmth. And I think you understand what means. So why people wearing the jackets or sweaters? Because they want to feel more warm, right? They want to be more warm. You describe your feelings with a description warm, but the noun called warmth. So when you have warmth, you are not cold, right? It's good to have warmth when you sit down near the fireplace or near the fire. You feel warmth because you feel warm. I mean, you can touch. Not the touch. You cannot touch the fire, right? But you feel that the fire is warm, and fire has warmth inside. All right. That's a noun to describe warm. It's an adjective. Warmth. It's a noun, right? It's like, let's say you can use the word, what is it? Like a comfortable chair. This is an adjective, right? And comfort, it's a noun, right? So warm weather, it's an adjective use, and warmth, it's a noun. Why summer is so good? Because you have a lot of warmth during the summer, right? Make sense? Hope it is. So let's finish this paragraph one more time and we will call it a day. The boy was surprised at his thoughts. Maybe the church with the sycamore growing from within had been haunted. Haunted. Sorry, I think I didn't comment that. Haunted. It's like when something is haunted, it's full of ghosts. You know, when somebody died somewhere, it's haunted, right? And this old church, broken church, maybe he thinks had been haunted, right? Or sycamore, maybe sycamore was haunted, right? It's like a curse, you know, cursed, haunted. There are ghosts lives nearby. So it had caused him to have the same dream for a second time, and it was causing him to feel anger toward his faithful companions. He drank a bit from the wine that remained from his dinner of the night before, and he gathered his jacket closer to his body. He knew that a few hours from now, with the sun at its zenith, the heat would be so great that he would not be able to lead his flock across the fields. It was the time of the day when all of Spain slept during the summer. The heat lasted until nightfall, and all that time he had to carry his jacket. But when he thought to complain about the burden of its weight, he remembered that because he had the jacket, he had withstood the cold of the dawn. We have to be prepared for change, he thought, and he was grateful for the jacket's weight and warmth. This is the end of part number three, guys. I hope we'll continue reading this beautiful story, and I'll do step by step. Yeah, maybe I'm not doing this reading club very fast, and I'm doing it in a kind of long way, but the goal is the path, you know. It's not the result, it's not the end, but the path is important. It's the dream of walking around, of wandering, and just knowing that you're going somewhere with this beautiful practice of reading. Hope you had some knowledge today. I hope you've got something interesting. And if you do have any questions, or if you do have some recommendations, or you want to hear something interesting, just send me the message to my Telegram channel, or to my WhatsApp, or my website, or email, just or Instagram, just up to you. I'll stay in touch. And if you'll have any questions, just let me know. And I see you very, very soon. See you next. And have an amazing day with your English practice. Have a good one. Bye-bye.